The popularity of maple bats is greater today than ever before, but that's also kind of a problem. Bats made from maple are more likely to shatter into multiple pieces than their white ash counterparts, and that can be dangerous for players and spectators alike. Carlos Guzman's a player for the Syracuse Salt Cats in the New York Collegiate Baseball League, a training ground for aspiring pro players. He says most of his teammates use maple bats, and they're bound to break eventually. But he doesn't really give the risk of them shattering much thought.
Every wood bat breaks. So, I mean, people try to buy the most expensive so they don't break on them. But, I mean, players break anywhere from 3 to 4 a season. I personally, when I'm up there, don't think about it shattering, because if it shatters, I mean, I did something wrong at the plate.
Whatever the reason for a failed bat, U.S. Forest Service researchers have made changes in manufacturing that mean you're now much less likely to see bats break into multiple pieces. David Kretschmann, research engineer at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Product Laboratory, says it comes down to the grain in the maple that ends up in a player's hands. Kretschmann analysed thousands of bats shattered in the Major League during 2008. Out of that, he concluded that if the grain of the wood slopes at an angle, as opposed to running straight up the handle, the bat's much more likely to shatter. The USDA immediately set some simple regulations that limit how extreme the angle of the grain in a bat can be. And
immediately in 2009 season, we were able to demonstrate that just by improving the wood quality in the bats and having straighter grain wood in those handles, the rate of multiple piece failures were reduced by about 30%.
As manufacturers have adapted to the changes, Kretschmann says the shatter rate has decreased to half what it was in 2008. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.